Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We have a visitor in the studio. It's Martha from the Isle of Wight Biosphere.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hello. I'll just turn you up a little bit. There we go. Okay, so Martha, can you tell us, for those who don't know, what is a biosphere?
So, a biosphere is something that we're very excited about at the moment because we've got the Biosphere Festival coming up in a couple of weeks. But the reason we're having that is because the Isle of Wight is a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve, and it has been since 2019. And that's something that's recognised by UNESCO, which is part of the United Nations, as an area that has a really unique and special combination of people living in nature and the wildlife, and that sort of combination. It has to be somewhere where people are part of that, communities are part of that, but it recognises that really amazing combination of nature and environment that we have here and the way that those communities are living within it. So it's a sort of a recognition of what we have, and beyond that it's kind of up to us what we do with that status. It connects us into a network of UK biosphere reserves, but we're one of only seven, so we're quite special, but we can sort of work with and learn from those other biosphere reserves. The wider UNESCO family, which includes things like World Heritage Sites, which might be a bit more familiar to listeners, and a whole international network of other biosphere reserves, some of whom are doing very similar things to us that we can learn with and potentially make partnerships with, but also just generally puts us on this sort of very interesting national and international stage, something for the Isle of Wight to sort of, you know, feel quite proud about, I think.
Oh, absolutely, and we are very proud, aren't we?
We are, we certainly are.
Now, the Isle of Wight Biosphere covers the whole of the Isle of Wight, doesn't it? Which I'm reading here on your website covers 380 kilometres square, that's the island's surface, as well as all inshore waters, 535 kilometres square. Now that, I never realised that the island was so big.
No, surprising.
Because it feels not so big, doesn't it? But we on the island, it's such a diverse place to live, isn't it?
I think that's one of the things that makes it a biosphere, is it's diverse in all kinds of ways. So we have this very rich flora and fauna, and part of that is because we have a range of habitats. No doubt people have noticed as they drive around the island that the things that they see around them change all the time. When you're up on the downs, they're very chalky, you get particular sort of animal up there, you might notice there's different butterflies, for example.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you get down to the coast and it's sandier, and those sort of, all of those different things from the soil type to the different plants that we get change the animals, that kind of collection or assemblage of wildlife we have. And that changes, you know, all over the island. There's lots of different sort of patchworks of this, and that's what makes it so diverse. But also, you know, we have on that 380 kilometre square, 33 parishes, and every one of those has its own distinctive character. You know, we from whether you divide it into sort of east or west, or like, you know, Bryston and Bembridge and Freshwater, each of those places are very unique and very distinctive. And I think that diversity is what makes us interesting.
And also, we have the wild-tailed, white-tailed sea eagles, don't we?
Yes, one of our sort of recent conservation successes is the reintroduction of these eagles, which are enormous birds but can often be quite shy. They can be quite hard to find, but yeah, they've been breeding those over the last few years on the island, and they're now travelling all over the world. So another one of our Isle of Wight ambassadors.
And so your latest one is a seagrass, isn't it?
So we've got, there's a number of projects on the island that are working to restore seagrass because it's both incredibly valuable habitat. There's sort of lots of wildlife that only lives in the seagrass, or like particularly like needs the seagrass to survive. And it's also a really useful carbon sink as well. So there's lots of reasons why we need it, but it's been hugely degraded. So we've lost a lot of it. And it's now sort of up to local organisations and volunteer efforts particularly to restore that. But it's so far showing some good signs of success.
That's fabulous. Now, we've got the Isle of Wight Biosphere Festival coming up. We're just going to take some music now, and then after the break, we'll come back to you to talk about the Biosphere Festival, if that's all right.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Now, over to Alan.
Okay, and well, Martha. Thank you. We've still got Martha here from the steering committee for the Isle of Wight Biosphere. Now, Martha, looking at your programme of events for the upcoming festival, that looks pretty diverse to me. There seems to be a heck of a lot going on. Can you talk us through some of that?
I mean, it's hard to know where to start, but I mean, the overall idea is that it's the events are all organised by organisations all around the island. So it's not a festival like we think of a music festival where it's all in one place. These are events that are happening at locations on almost like every part of the island. And they organise, you know, they're sort of from some of the local nature and conservation people that you might expect, like the wildlife, you know, Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust. There's National Trust events. There's also sort of individuals that are putting on talks or walks and so on. So there's a huge range of things going on. It's taking place from the 28th of June till the 6th of July, and like there's particularly a lot going on over the weekends, but there's also stuff during the week. So we kick off on the first weekend with the Festival of Conservation and Science at the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary. And that's 2 days of very family-oriented activities, which is also like a, quite a good chance to go and have a look at the sanctuary itself for only £2.50 entrance. And actually, most of the events on the festival are either free or very low cost. So, and also family friendly. And then throughout the week, we've got a variety of things. We've got events at lots of the local libraries. They've kind of got a bit of a craft element. So there's making a native wildlife mask at Ventnor Library and making a bird feeder out of milk cartons at Lord Louis Library. But there's also sort of getting out in nature type events like a seagrass survey on the first Saturday, and the history walks at Newtown. We've also got a festival walk and talk at the Garlic Farm on the Monday. You can go and find out about the Eastern Yar and the plans for beaver reintroduction there. We can also find out a bit more about some historical things. So we've got at St Olaf's Church in Gatcombe, there's going to be a talk about the, sort of the history and all the different things that it's seen over its long lifetime. And that's in a very beautiful nature setting as well. So there's so much. Is there anything that's sort of catching your eye particularly?
Well, no. I mean, the one thing that catches my eye straight away is 90% of these events are free.
Mm.
And I think that, you know, for people on the island, that is brilliant that you can go to these things, you can learn things. And usually people are restricted by budget, but you could go to something every day and it costs you nothing. So I think that's incredible. That really is. But you did say something about beavers?
Oh, yes. Well, that's the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Wildlife Trust have been looking at beaver introduction on the Eastern Yar for some time. And they've done a public consultation around that already. And as part of their plans, they just want to sort of communicate what's happening with that. So that's their idea on the Tuesday, the 1st of July. There's an opportunity to go and see that in place, in situ, where that would be. Find out a bit more about it.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, this whole thing has opened my eyes to an event that I didn't even know was going on. So I'm really, really pleased that you've come in this afternoon, because there must be lots of people listening who also were unaware of this. Mm. Okay. You've got things like Morris dancing.
Yes.
Yeah?
So that's actually part of what's kind of tied into the Mardi Gras. So our wonderful local new carnival organisation are putting on their Mardi Gras, and that's, as they often do, has a bit of a nature theme, all about the sort of the wheel of the year, which is sort of very, it's sort of folklore but linked into seasonality. And mm-hmm. before that there was a sort of a real desire from the Morris dance community on the island to do something, so they're going to be dancing beforehand, and their work is often very connected to nature and sort of events and seasons and so on. So very much worth going along for the whole of that experience in Ryde on that day. And I find that if there's some sort of Morris event, there's also an opportunity to have a go yourself as well. And I'm sure that would be part of it too.
Yeah, I mean, a bit of hands-on or feet-on in this, yes, in this situation. Okay, I mean, the other thing that I always enjoy are like guided tours, where somebody with some real knowledge imparts things you didn't know. And I see you've got Under the Piers tours.
So there's going to be on, actually, they've changed their slightly. So the University of Portsmouth are doing 2 days of seaside safaris at Ryde, and they've actually got quite an interesting programme, which includes a beach clean, so you can go and like be quite helpful. Mm-hmm. But also, yeah, like finding out a bit more about the wildlife that's there and the seagrass as well. So they're going to be taking place in Ryde, and there's up-to-date information about that on our website. And that's true of most of these. So we've got these lovely print programmes that hopefully people are starting to see all over the island. You can, they're free and you can pick them up wherever you see them, in sort of libraries and shops around the island. They have a sort of summary information of all the different things that are happening, so it's a good way of maybe doing some planning and seeing what you might like to find out more about. But really, the full details are all on our website, and that's where you can find out the most up-to-date information about what's happening. And lots of these, even if they're free, do require booking. So the best thing to do is to go to www.iwbiosphere.org and then go to the festival page. We've got the full programme on there. We've got more information about the festival. We've also got ferry discounts. So if you're interested in bringing people over, yeah, you can bring friends and family over to join in the fun. And there's also a map, so you can see what exactly is happening near you. So that's the best place to go to. Or just Google Biosphere Festival and it should be the first thing that comes up.
Okay, I mean, I did look at the map this morning and was really impressed just how many events and how widespread they are across the island. So the message really to our listeners is there is something near you. So just look it up and maybe go along.
Absolutely. And I think that, like I said, all of these events have been organised by people around the island. This is a really community-led event. And so, I really have to sort of give my thanks to all the organisations and all the other people who've put this together, because this is almost entirely from our point of view a volunteer effort, and then a community effort from all these wonderful organisations and people all over the island. So it's a real celebration of the sort of diversity of all the biosphere related things that we have going on here, a real showcase for all of that.
Okay, well, that's brilliant. Well, I'd just like to say thank you, Martha, for coming in and telling us all about it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Martha.